This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The threat of an all-out trade war much greater now than just a few hours ago. A midnight deadline to strike a trade deal has come and gone. U.S. tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports have now risen from 10 to 25%.
China's Commerce Minister expressed deep regret at the move and promises to take necessary countermeasures. But it also says that it hopes the United States will meet China halfway in resolving the outstanding issue.
Oh, the trade war begins or continues or whatever. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Donald Trump understands the game. I talked about it the other day on the show. He got it. He knows exactly what's going on. The Chinese believe that they can delay, everything will go. And Donald Trump said, okay, fine, I gave you a chance. You didn't believe me? So you know what? Boom. 10 to 25%. Anything that's in transit, it just got jacked up. I want you to understand what that does to the market for them. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So let me put it to you this way. You ship a bunch of product. Millions and millions of dollars that are in transit coming to the United States. And suddenly, the taxes on it, let's use a number just to make it easy. Okay, so we got $100 million of product on its way over. At a 10% tariff. And suddenly, that $100 million worth of product that included the 10% tariff is now going to cost $115 million. Now, what are you going to do? You're going to pass it on to the consumer on the fly? How are you going to adjust to that? Doesn't matter. Because you're getting hit. You're going to take a bath. And so the Chinese, it's funny, they go, well, China will make the necessary countermeasures. What are you going to counter with? We have a $375 billion trade deficit with China. Counter all you want. It disrupts the supply chain. It disrupts the manufacturing because eventually China is going to get hit. And I told you guys, I have a friend that lives in China. He says, Kevin, these factories are idle for the most part. Many, not the most part, but a lot of them are idle. He goes, there are far too many Chinese sitting around doing nothing right now. He goes, they depend on the United States. It's very disruptive. You're going to turn your ships around until you get it resolved, or are you going to have to get to some conclusion on this very quickly? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. There's a second piece that was on this, the tariff, and here's that clip.
And if they cannot strike a deal, Mr. Trump says he is prepared to impose 25% tariffs, as we mentioned, on an additional $325 billion of Chinese goods, electronics, toys, and other consumer products.
Wow. What a president. What a president. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. He says, you want to play games? China, $200 billion to start. Then we're going to tax $325 billion. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to escalate our purchases from Korea and Japan. And that's going to hurt you. And you know what Korea and Japan are doing? They're salivating. They're licking their chops. They got companies over there that have been beaten down by the Chinese. And they're going, let's do it. Japan especially. Sharp, Panasonic, Kawasaki, you know, Mitsubishi. All of them are going, please, China, back out. We could use the boost. The Japanese economy could certainly use it. Remember when they were on top? Remember when Japanese electronics were the top, the end-all, be-all? You know where it is right now? South Korea. So let's do it. That would be $525 billion. That is practically the entire trade package we have with China. And as I said, we run a deficit of $375 billion. Trump is saying to the Chinese, the $200 billion is just a taste. It's just a taste. You keep jacking with us, it's going to be the entirety of your products. You want to talk about me screwing your economy over? This is how you do it. Boom, boom. This is how you do it. won't buy nothing from the Chinese. This is how you do it. Oh, man. Black people are very musical people. Oh, jeez. Look, there's no way. What's funny to me is when you listen to the left, and they talk about this. Finally, Chuck Schumer's on board. Chuck Schumer's like, yeah, we've, you know, but I agree with the president, and we really must take a look at what the Chinese are doing. Yeah, yeah, Chucky's finally gotten it. And he disagreed with Obama. We talked about it the other day, but didn't voice it forcefully. Disagreed with Obama, but just kind of, well, you know, I disagree, and whatever. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump is saying, I'm not playing around. And so now the Chinese have their delegation coming over, and here's what they did. They changed it to where we didn't have to do anything with our intellectual property. They could steal your patents, steal your work. I mean, anything design-wise, this has been going on for decades. I was there doing exactly it, preventing, not preventing them, but delaying their ability to steal from us until we could at least get something out of the market. It was part, I mean, to do work in China, you effectively signed an agreement that said, yeah, I'll allow you to steal. And now Donald Trump says, nope, 10 to 25, we're going to get an additional 15% from you. So that's the first thing. Your products won't be as cost competitive in the States anymore. And you know what he'll do next? Here's what's the beauty of it. The beauty of it is, Donald Trump not only can say it's a 25%, he could come back later and go, you know what? I've changed my mind. It's 40. And there's nothing Congress or anybody else can do about it. He can arbitrarily say, here's the number. And the Chinese, they can try to pass it along to the consumer, but there comes a point where you're going to go, uh-uh. And then he goes and he renegotiates with new trade partners and says, hey, guess what? These guys don't want to play. Come on and bring it over here. Would you want to do that with the largest economy in the world? Let me just give you the short answer, leftists, because there's some brain-dead morons, a.k.a. Democrats, that listen to the program. You don't want to play with the world's largest economy. That's nuclear. That's us with the nuclear football. We got a lot more to talk about. North Korea, school shootings, Democrats in turmoil.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tons of stuff in the news. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to. You know what I always look at when I do the news? You guys have been listening to the program for a while. You know what I do. I always ask myself, what's missing? For example, where's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? There's a plot against that girl. She's in the news for everything. Stupidity. I think one of the things she was in the news for was she doesn't know how to use a garbage disposal. She didn't know what a garbage disposal was. This is a woman who is in Congress of the United States who's never seen a what is that? What is that? Oh, my gosh. I'm not saying you have to know everything in order to go to Congress. I'm saying basic things of life. So I just find it weird. I mean, I grew up in the country. There are lots of things I didn't see, but that's, I don't know. I've got mixed emotions about it because I don't want you to feel like you got to be, you shouldn't know that you have to know everything in order to do a job. But I'm just saying, that's pretty basic. I think the overreaction was what got me more than anything. Anyway, where is she outside of that? Where are all these proposals? Let me just tell you, if Democrats are smart, they would limit her exposure. They would tell the media, stop covering her. They're going to do it. They're going to cover her. But I think it just makes them look silly. Where's all the talk about the Democratic candidates? There was a point, it was 22 candidates, which I'll talk a little bit about that later, because I think it's a sign of desperation. 22 or 23 now, what is the number? Do you guys know? I know it's well over 20, all right? And they were positioning Biden to be the guy. Shocking news that we'll be talking about later with respect to who's now supposedly the people think are going to win. When I tell you what I have to tell you, it's going to show you that the Democrats are in complete disarray. But where are the candidates? The only reason why Buttigieg is in the news right now is because Donald Trump said he looks like Alfred E. Newman. And he does. So Mad Magazine, he was a guy, you know, Mad Magazine. And Mad Magazine took it as, hey, this is a great way to get our magazine out there. So I think they put him on the cover. I'm not sure. I saw something that looked like that's probably what they did. It was a fleeting little story. But who's talking about him? Biden held a rally. I don't know if you guys saw this. Biden held a rally, and that rally contained about, I don't know, 300 people. And I'm not kidding you. It looked like a Geritol convention where Lawrence Welk was playing. I mean, the average age. And by the way, I love old people. My best buddies in the world, the people who support me the most, are people in their 70s. I'm not lying. My biggest donors are some of my best friends. T, he's out there. T, August, all these guys are in their 70s and 80s. Now, they walk around like they're in their 50s because they're very wealthy people, but they're my best buds. We golf. We hang out together and stuff. You'd never think they were in their 80s. So, and by the way, I don't care. I wouldn't care if they were barely moving around. They're still my friends. But the point is, I don't have anything against old people. But I'm saying with Biden, if they think he's going to get young people excited, and let me tell you, that rally was not any indicator of that. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. So, unless Donald Trump is talking about them, or they're out of the news cycle. Can you think about, okay, so there's Yang, who's a billionaire, one of these dot-com billionaires, these Silicon Valley billionaires. What's the lady that beats up her staffers? There's her. I mean, I can't name, here's who I can name. Let me tell you who I can name. I can name Kamala Harris, Cory Booker. Why? Because they're two black people. That's really it. Elizabeth Warren, because she's a fake Indian. Obviously, Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden. Got that. All right. And who else? Buttigieg. What's happened to what's his face? Fake Mexican O'Rourke. There's even a rumor that Hillary Clinton may want to jump back in. I'm not lying. That's it. That means you are in complete and utter disarray. If Hillary Clinton thinks she can come back and run, Hillary Clinton will be lucky to stay out of prison. And I know Art, Carl, many of you that continue to contact me about this issue, the jig is up. The jig is up for the left. It's amazing what these people are going. I mean, they are in huge trouble. And I'm not saying it because I'm a pragmatist. I'm looking at things objectively. You could say, well, Kevin, you have a dog in the fight. I have a dog in the fight. It's called the truth. And the truth is going to be exposed. And it's going to prove that Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all these people were crooks. And it's already happening. They got people out there trying to run for cover. And you would be shocked at what you're hearing about. Oh, we got a good Barr. And, you know, people, they're literally wanting to arrest Bob Barr. Do we have that clip?
Do you think the attorney general should go to jail?
How do you get this thing moving? Do you oppose fines? Do you suggest maybe even, as some have said, jail time?
Should he go to jail? Should he go to jail for it?
There's a process.
We send the sergeant of arms out to handcuff the individual who is declining
to testify. Who are you going to handcuff?
Well, I'm going to start with Mr. Barr.
But do you actually believe that the attorney that your committee is going to order the attorney general of the United States to be arrested by the sergeant of arms and put in
jail.
You don't want to throw the AG in cuffs, though, right?
I hear you. I don't want to throw him in jail, but I'm ready to do so.
Each chamber has an inherent power to compel a witness to testify, and that includes arrest, and it even includes jail.
And you have to have him sit for a hearing, and I think you have to have him locked up.
They can either go to court and litigate, right, or they can use their, what you're calling, the inherent contempt power, which means that they would actually arrest or lock up the cabinet official.
And it leaves us no other alternative except to use our sergeant at arms and to bring him in.
He can either be held there to testify, or he can be punished. There is actually a jail in the Capitol.
I want you to understand, this is a man who came in at the butt end of an investigation that was stacked to put Donald Trump, either to indict him, to put him in prison, impeach him, whatever. He comes in at the end, gets the report, reports the news. You want to talk about kill the messenger? Oh, this is not going to look good on the resume of the Democrats, but that's what they're talking about doing. And I could go on. There's just too many things to mention about these crazy Democrats. But where are the candidates? Cory Booker. You know what Cory Booker's talking about? Cory Booker finally admits he would ban guns, including handguns, not rifles, handguns. You know what? I'll give him credit. Cory Booker at least has the guts to say it. We'll play that clip a little later in the broadcast. Booker was also asked about, does he want to be president or does he want to be a senator again? Well, we're going to find out. So, look, all of this turmoil that's going on proves to you that the Democrats, there's nothing in the news cycle that makes you go to want to see them. Biden's rally was a joke. AOC can't get any, you know, only thing she can get credit on is not knowing what a garbage disposal is. It's ridiculous.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Reaction is coming into Alabama's Senate voting 25-6 to outlaw virtually all abortions in the state on Tuesday. If signed into law by the governor, the measure would make Alabama one of the top pro-life states in the country. The bill would make abortion at any stage of pregnancy a felony, punishable up to 99 years or life in prison. The bill's only exception would be when a woman's health is at serious risk. 2020 presidential hopeful and New York Democratic Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says this is an outrage.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights. And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Six people are now confirmed dead following Monday's mid-air collision between two float planes in southeastern Alaska. The U.S. Coast Guard says search and rescue crews last night found the bodies of two people who were missing after the crash. 10 people were rescued from the crash and are in the hospital. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Look, I think that anyone who is in a situation where they're in need of health care, regardless of whether they're documented or undocumented, we have an obligation to see that they're cared for.
That was Joe Biden saying we have an obligation to care for the people that come to this country. And by the way, stupid, creepy Joe Biden doesn't even realize, apparently, that we fulfill our obligation. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. These Democrats know if something happens to you in America and you're a foreigner, we take care of you. It's that simple. It's filed under indigent care. If you break your leg getting off the plane and you're visiting, we take you to the hospital, we fix your leg, and we give you a bill that nobody pays except the American taxpayer. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So the idea that Biden wants us to believe that, you know, we are not taking care of people is ridiculous. But he goes on to say something else. So I want to play that part because he has a solution to how we can take care of everybody. And, of course, ignores our legal immigration system, but says, bring them over. Bring your scabies, bring your measles, bring your mumps, bring your rubella, bring your bird flu, your swine flu, or whatever else you have. Your antibody resistant, or what is it, whatever it's called, gonorrhea. Bring it all, and we'll take care of you. Because that's what we do here in America. We want all your diseases. Bring us your tired, your poor, your porn stars, your drug dealers, whatever. We'll take them in. And to heck with our legal system. Anyway, here's the rest of what Biden had to say.
That's why I think we need more clinics around the country. And this idea that undocumented, and by the way, a significant portion of undocumented folks in this country are there because they've overstayed their visas. It's not people breaking down gates coming across the border. And so, look, the biggest thing we've got to do in this is just tone down the rhetoric. We know why it's happening. It's great fear and concern.
Why are your job in tough shape? Because of that, that he describes in very graphic
This is ridiculous.
The only thing ridiculous about what was said is what Biden said. It's not the undocumented that are coming over to the borders that are creating this problem that we need to be concerned about. It's not them. No. It's the one with the visa overstays. They're the ones that are creating the real problems. I think there'd be many people that would disagree with that. Unbelievable that. I mean, the idea that Biden believes he can sell that. You know what? I'm bored with this topic already. I want to move on. Because I want to go to this school shooting. The school shooting, I didn't know this, and not that it matters. It's a tragedy regardless. But it turns out it's a couple of or at least one of the persons was a transgender person. I didn't realize that. Did you guys know that? I didn't know it. Anyway, here's what the report was on the Colorado shooting.
We're here in classroom 105.
Gunfire explodes inside this suburban Denver school.
There's more gunshots coming from the office.
Students scrambling as two classmates armed with pistols open fire.
Need medical here ASAP.
Nine students are hit, including 18-year-old Kendrick Castillo, who died as he and two other students charged one of the shooters.
The next thing I know, he's pulling a gun and he's telling nobody to move. And that's when Kendrick lunged at him and he shot Kendrick.
Castillo, being remembered as a hero, his life taken just 3 days before his graduation. As the investigation continues, police have now identified 18-year-old Devon Erickson as one of the suspects. The second is a female whose name is not being released because she's a juvenile. Police continue to pour through the school, suspects' homes, and a car covered with graffiti as they try to piece together how and why it happened.
It's too new. We're only less than 18 hours into this case, and we're still working towards a motive.
This small Colorado community on edge.
Why? You know, what's with Colorado and the school shootings? It's just, it seems it's too prevalent.
And like investigators, many here searching for answers. Jay Gray, NBC News, Highlands Ranch, Colorado.
F Society is what was spray painted on the vehicle, along with 666. Oh, I know. You Bible-thumping Christians, you right-wingers, shame on you. You drove them to do it. F Society 666, because that's what all churches in America teach, right? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was on the male suspects. Well, it's not much of a suspect. He actually did it. Juvenile male, 18 years old. Not a juvenile. It's an adult. The other individual they thought was a male, but it turned out transgender, went to court and says, please refer to me as a he. Or what? They'll go to jail? Motive hasn't been released, but they said they harbored rage and anger towards their fellow classmates. Oh, and get this. At least one of the suspects used legal and illegal drugs and had been in therapy. It's therapy. That's the problem. That they needed therapy. Or they got too much therapy. Or the therapist whacked them out. Who knows? But here's what we do know. I've talked about it before. Leftists own the school system. Probably somebody was bullying or talking about this transgender person or the fact that these two were hanging out or, who knows, dating. What could it possibly be? And they decided they were going to shoot the school up. And what did they use? No, they did not use assault rifles. They used handguns. They said three handguns and a rifle were recovered, although it appears that only two handguns were used. So we can't blame the vicious AR-15 on this one, can we, leftist brain-dead morons? F Society. Wonder where they got that idea from. Probably our Judeo-Christian values on the Bible-thumping side where the right-wingers reside, because that's what we do. We teach our kids to hate our country, hate our society, and, you know, to deal with bullies by shooting them. That's how we do it. Let me tell you, man, we've created a pansy of a world out there. This story is fraught with so much leftism. Where do you begin? Oh, we're going to find the motive, right? We're going to figure it out. Here, one of the people said, the shooters, hates religion, hates conservatives. I think they even said these, I'm just riffing here, but I believe they are more on the left-leaning side. I don't know. Maybe there's a couple of clues there. Shooting took place at a STEM school. That's a science, technology, engineering, and math school. And guess what the Democrats tried to do? they held a big vigil at the school, and they tried to make it political. And a bunch of these kids got up and walked out, said, no, you're not going to do it. We will mourn that hero kid, Castillo, who said, you know what? I'm not going to sit here and become a statistic of these people without fighting. I'm not going to do it. And they said, don't move. He leapt up and got himself killed 3 days before graduation. But you know what? As far as I'm concerned, that kid is a hero. I don't know what would have happened. Were these kids going to shoot everybody? Or were they forced to finally just say, okay, we got to pick out a couple of people. They got, I think two people died. But they ended up thwarting a mass murder versus, you know, killing a couple of folks and wounding others. We may never know. And a lot of people would say, well, Kevin, if it were my child, I'd want them just to sit there and pay, you know, do what they're told. Not mine. I would tell my kid, you do what you can to save your life and save the life of your classmates. That family's, whoever the parents of Castillo, they should be very proud of their son. I know they've lost him. I know they got to grieve for his loss. But let me tell you something. You can be very proud of that kid. Whatever his future held, believe me, he's in a better place. I think God looks out for kids like him. Anyway, it's just amazing to me that we still are seeing these school shootings. Hey, leftists, for those of you listening, you're the reason for this. It's your medium. It's your venue. You've created the angst and all the things. What they've done is they've softened these kids to such a degree that anything that bothers them, they want to take matters into their hands in a way that, quite frankly, nobody should. When we were in school, if you were bullied, you confronted the bully. Or, I mean, you worked it out. The reason why some people are as successful as they are, leftists don't want to hear this, but it's a fact. It's because they were bullied. I told you guys, I watched my best friend Roland get bullied by a guy in the third grade. I was in the second grade. This other kid, Roland and I, other kid was in the third grade. I said from that moment forward, I would never be bullied when I watched my best friend, a big guy, get bullied by this little second grader. There's a lot we can learn from all this stuff. And one of the things you can learn for sure is leftism kills.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The reason why I have parenthetically, why I believe defense is needed is not related to immigration as much as drugs. I'm the guy that wrote the National Crime Bill. I'm the guy that wrote the National Drug Act. I'm the guy that wrote the law that set up a drug czar. But let me tell you something, folks. People are driving across that border with tons, period, tons of everything from byproducts from methamphetamine to cocaine to heroin. It's all covered up through corrupt Mexico.
Certain things those Democrats say just don't age well. That was Joe Biden. He says, the reason why a border fence is needed is drugs. I'm the guy who asked for a drug czar. He goes, tons, tons, tons of drugs, methamphetamine, cocaine, heroin, coming across the border. Now the same Joe Biden. Where's he on the fence? I guess he's on the fence. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to KJRadio.com. Biden. See, the funny thing about these Democrats is they think that they go into one audience and they say one thing, and then they go to another audience and they say something completely different, and they think nobody's going to know be the wiser. We're all in it together. You know, nobody's going to narc on me that I said this here, that there. Oh, and by the way, everybody loves the Democrats, so nobody's going to tell that I said one thing here versus one thing there. I support Israel when I'm with the Jews. But I don't support Israel when I'm with the Muslims. I support white people when I'm around white folks, but I hate white people when I get around black folks. And on and on and on. It's just, here's the thing that I love about us conservatives. We are consistent. I'm not going to say something different to black folks. When I talk to black folks, I ask them a very simple question. Why are you racist against white people? Why? The very same treatment that you despise, that was done against us, that you know how it feels, why would you want to put that on somebody else? Unless you're just a bully, why would you want to do that? You would think that the one thing you learn from the oppression of blacks is how it feels, and you would empathize and say, I never want anybody to feel that way. That's why when I get in front of white audiences, I just put them at ease. It's like, look, don't worry about the feeling bad. You know, when I crack jokes about whites and blacks or whatever, it's to tell them, look, you have permission to feel the way you feel. And I don't care what that is. And here's what I can tell you, most of the time in front of white audiences, that they are so relieved to just go, look, I know I'm not a racist. Why is it I have to feel that way? You don't have to feel that way. Nobody would ever convince me I'm something I'm not. Anyway, leftists love doing that. Leftists play the game. Bill Clinton was a chameleon par excellence. I mean, this guy would get in front of an audience. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I feel your pain. Over here, I feel your pain. And he would just make up stories. Barack Obama, same way. Let me tell you something. When you run into a Democrat, a.k.a. a leftist, here's what I can guarantee you. They are so far from removed from who they really are. Whoever they show themselves to be, I promise you, they are so far removed from that. They show you confidence, they're weak. You get what I'm saying? If they try to tell you about how smart they are, it's because they're dumb. And I could go on. You don't meet them where they just say, look, here I am with my flaws. I'm really good at this, but I stink at that. I'm happy to tell you. It was funny. I was talking to one of my kiddos the other day, and I made a comment about, he asked me a question like, who do you think would do this or that? And I went, you know what, son? I go, I have no idea. I don't follow that. And I said, here's what I do know on the subject. And I it was a sports question. I go, here's what I do know on the subject. But that's really it. And he goes, that's fair. And it struck me as that's the way I raise my boys is if you don't know something, just go, look, I don't have much of it. So I don't know much about it. But here's what I do know. If you're interested, if it helps you to come to your conclusion, here's what I know. And then that was it. And it is so genuine. It was funny because we kind of talked about it a little bit. And I was like, you know, what's cool, and I don't remember how the conversation went, but I was like, it's refreshing that we as a family go, here's what I know, here's what I don't know. And it's no big deal. If somebody's really good at something, my youngest son, he came to me, we were talking about school grades, and he said, he goes, well, art. He goes, holy cow, Dad, you know I suck at art. And I go, yeah, we all do. And we all chuckled. Because we were terrible artists. There are no artists that I know of in my family. You know, certainly not any of my kids. And we chuckled about it. He goes, yeah, he was telling me how the school had set up teams. And he goes, well, we have, you know, me for sports and intellect, this other kid for intellect and whatever. And he goes, when we have an artist, he goes, we have a Shelly. She's on our team as an artist. And I went, and we kind of looked at each other like, well, that's good. He goes, yeah, because you know, I stink at art. And I thought to myself, how refreshing that a kid at a young age can just go, yeah, look, I'm not an artist. And he's not sitting around and keeping in mind, this is a type A personality kid going, nah, not my bag. I'm not the best at that. Now, you want to compete with him in sports and things like that. He gets, now he's that. But when he knows, I'm no good at that, he just, I'm not good at that. And I thought, that's a level of maturity you got to get to that Democrats never get to. Leftists, progressive plutopians, these liberal knuckleheads, they don't get there. They're never going to arrive there because they think they're smart. They think they're the best. They think they're, they know they're not. And so here's Joe Biden talking in front of people, probably white folks that were concerned about the border. Because there are Democrats out there that share conservative concerns. And here's why. Because they're pragmatists. They're pragmatic. They go, crime's increasing in our neighborhoods. Schools are overcrowded. All of our systems are overcrowded. What are we going to do?
Well, we got to close the border.
The only person who has offered comprehensive border control, border patrol, border whatever, is Donald Trump. And I'm going to tell you something. He got $1.5 billion to build his wall. Acting Secretary Patrick Shanahan authorized the Pentagon to they reallocated funds, I believe, from Afghanistan, something they were doing in Afghanistan, and put it on the wall. So they're going to build, what, 80 miles, 80 more miles of wall, of barrier, for the $1.5 billion. I don't know how that 80 miles translates into the, you know, like, is the other part not as crossable? Is that 80 miles where, you know, there's a big influx? I'm pretty sure Donald Trump's pretty smart about where he's going to put that money. But 80 more miles. And here's what they said. The Department of Defense is fully engaged in addressing the crisis on our southwest border with more than 4,000 service members and 19 aircraft currently supporting the Department of Homeland Security. And here's what I'll tell you. I hope Donald Trump puts more troops on the border. I hope they up surveillance to the levels that you've never seen before. And I hope he continues to put pressure on Mexico that says these migrants are not going to get across our border. I don't care how he does it. I'll be honest with you. And I hope he continues to just keep his fist on the, you know, his foot on the throat of the left on this issue until we finally slow this thing down to a crawl. I saw a stat that said 1% of Central Americans are now living in the United States. They've migrated up. That's crazy. They feel like, you know, I mean, forget our borders. They come up in waves and they say, look, if we go up in thousands, they can't stop us all. And so it's a crapshoot. And the Democrats want to let them do it, but then they really don't because they know what it's creating. So here again, Democrats are, well, we were for it before we were against it. We were against it before we were for it. You know what's happening. The $1.5 billion includes a transfer, comes after the transfer of $1 billion that built the 60 miles of wall in Yuma, Arizona, and El Paso. And they did that allocation in March. At some point, I'm going to go down and see the wall. I want to see the construction. And anyway, this new wall, I think, is going to be built along other parts of Arizona, if I'm not mistaken. But good for Donald Trump. And to the Ann Coulters of the world, they go, where's the wall? Where's the wall? There you go. Another $1.5 billion for wall. And I want to know, I'm going to dig more into this because I want to know, are they strategically doing this in a way that makes people go, it's just not worth it? Or does it have to be a continuous wall like the Great Wall of China? We'll figure it out. But I'm just glad we have a president who's finally addressing our poorest border.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.